Hey guys, I'm here at GeoWoodstock 8. It's rather early in the morning. And a lot of the vendors and volunteers are getting ready and getting set up. Sandy, Sean, me, and Grandma have set up our tent. Have run into several geocachers and listeners and other people that whose names we've only seen but are now getting their faces. It's been an amazing time up here. We've done so many things up in Seattle, both sightseeing and touring, and our event went really well, and last night the excitement was just amazing at the opening sort of GeoWoodstock event. That there are so many people just signing up, registration booths and things like that. So right now I'm kind of walking across a field and into the main GeoWoodstock area. They've got inflatable Iron Man things for kids to play on. It looks like a big slide, trackable tents, and just the excitement is building right now because we're all getting ready for all the participants to show up, which should be around about an hour or so from now. But right now all the vendors are getting their tents set up, and it's just going to be an exciting time. Oh, I see a stage over there, or it looks like a band is going to be playing. A rock climbing wall, and I see off in the distance Grandpa and Sean already exploring the local area. So I'm going to get back to our booth. We've got a little table, a booth, and a tent set up for our listeners and other people come around. There's some a lot of other vendors' names you'd recognize: Garmin, Lowrance, geocaching.com, of course, is here as well as a lot of other coin vendors and geocaching related companies. All right, guys, exciting stuff. Listen to our show. We've got some much more detailed coverage on the show, but just wanted to tweet to let you know we're having a great time up here in Seattle and just doing so many things that it's way too much to put on an audio boo, but just wanted to keep you updated. All right, guys, talk to you later. Bye.